Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I couldn't come up with a better title, so I thought I'd just take my name and put the show word after it, and that would be acceptable to you somehow. This won't take long. Sit down. I'll take it from here. Is life getting a little weird right now for you? Yeah, all of us. We're all on the same boat, the Titanic, so don't worry about it, okay? Gather two of every animal. I know a lot of you have extra cockroaches to go around, so let's fill this boat up. Imagine the responsibility of being Noah back in you know, when they had that Noah thing going on with the Great Flood. What was that, 1927? And Noah actually hears from God without a telephone. I mean, just telepathically hears from God. And God says, there's going to be a big flood here, man. So get two of every animal, put them on the boat, and get the hell out of here. And, I mean, what a burden on Noah. Two of every animal, that's not easy. Every animal, seriously? I mean, what would the reaction be if you were told, like, gather two of every animal and build a boat? I mean, your reaction would be like, whoa, oh crap, I have a dentist appointment on Thursday. I can't build a boat and gather two of every animal. Seriously? Oh man, what a burden. I couldn't do it. I can't even assemble Christmas gifts. I could not build the boat. Oh my God. I think you need Adam and Eve to help you build that one, huh? Am I getting my time frames mixed up or something? Or get a couple of dinosaurs to help you. That was my that was the opening of the show. It was various little quips when put together amount to not much. That's what you call the opening of the show. Let's break it on down. I am the talk show host. How are you? My name is Ron. You can see it on my badge. I don't have to wear no stinking badge, but I do. And you are the listener. You are being deemed in the contract as the listener. And the recipient of my provision. Now that we understand that, let's get something straight. I do this show every single freaking weekday. I know. It's like a flaw. Ron, you do this every single weekday? Yeah, I know. Why do you do it? Well, I get paid to do it, first of all. And secondly, why not, man? I really don't need to be wearing pants. I am wearing pants just so you can keep your image straight. I am wearing pants. It's a nice pair of pants, too. Two legs go all the way down to the ankle. Feeling good. So let's start there. But I don't have to. That's the point. It's not necessary. Look, if we're going to get along, we have to follow rules and regulations as set out by the Condo Association.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host.
That's right.
Do not attempt to try this at home.
Ever.
Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show.
Always.
Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program.
Mm-hmm.
The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux.
That's everybody.
Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker.
6 feet.
And should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time.
That's true.
The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants.
No.
Unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day.
But even then. Yeah.
Please refrain from loud conversation, as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
All right, now I'm going to point out the fire exits, just in case there is an emergency. There never has been, but by rules and regulations, I need to point them out. The fire exits, just in case. There's one over there. And another one behind there, hidden behind the rubbish. And then there's another one over there, but you need a ladder. And you see where it says exit sign, where the X is not lit up? That's also a way out, but careful because there are rats and rodents behind that door. But other than that, man, enjoy yourself. Your seat becomes a flotation device. For no reason whatsoever, it just does. Your seat also becomes a can of tuna. So it's varied, it varies. How are you? Again, I mention every time I do this show, this is the only talk show where I truly am concerned about your well-being. I actually take the time to ask how you're doing, and you can respond during the silence. So let's try that. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you said. I have no idea. I have a great guest coming up on the show. I don't like to talk about this pandemic thing. Many people, it hurts them greatly. They've either become sick or lost a loved one. And it's not funny crap here. So I don't like to talk about it because it's just something we have to go through. Let's not drill it into our brains like some type of power tool. However, I know for a fact, and I'm not clairvoyant. My first name is not Claire. I know for a fact that this is not a pleasant experience, and many of us are going through mental breakdowns. We don't admit it. We don't talk about it because we don't want to appear out of control. But this is a loss of control period of time. And we'll get it back, man. We'll get it back. Hey, come on. We'll get it back. But right now, you know, it's just a slow recovery process. So here's the deal, man. And I don't know why I called you, man. I have no idea. Here's the deal. We're all suffering and we're all drinking more and we're all trying to cope with this thing. So, so I have an expert coming on who is a specialist in this field to, you know, how we can actually get through this mentally. If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or you're married and you're living in the same house and you've been sheltered and all that stuff, I mean, if you're still together, you have just passed the test. That's all this was. I mean, there really is a virus, but at the same time, it's a test. It's a social test. How much do you care for yourself? How much do you care for others, for people you don't even know, in trying to wear a mask and be safe at all times for a period of time until this goes away, goes bye-bye? So, yeah, So that's your responsibility. It's a test. Do you get along with the person that you're with? Do you ever once in a while say, I got to chill it down here. I can't go too nuts on the person. Will you pass this test? I have great hope for you. Yeah, you're really as pathetic as I am, let's face it, but I have great hope for you. I really do. I'm by your side without standing there. I'm virtually by your side is pretty much it. Okay, before we go any further, I have to get something off my chest, it doesn't mean there's something on my chest. Literally, it means that I'm bothered by something. I live in Massachusetts. Thank you very much. Hold your applause to the end of the show. I live in Massachusetts. It's a great state in one sense, in another sense. Like every state, it sucks. Here's the problem. My car registration expires at the end of June. Guess where we are? At the end of June. So I call the motor vehicle department, the Registry of Motor Vehicles. It is an organization that hires their staff from the depths of hell. I'm not saying that they're hellish people, but the way the place is run, and they constantly try to run the motor vehicle department in a more efficient, customer-friendly manner, and they always fuck it up every single time. It's unbelievable. It's almost like they say, do you want to be the head of the motor vehicle department? Well, sure. Are you a moron? No. Well, then you can't have the job. You need to be a moron. And I mean that in a kind, sensitive, non-descriptive manner. Here's the problem, man. At the end, I went online because when there is a phone call, they give you information on the phone like for 3 minutes, and then you expect that they're going to send you through to a representative who can help you over the phone and answer your questions. No. At the end of listening to all this crap for 3 minutes, it says, because of the COVID-19 or COVID-12, we're short-staffed. Please go to our website and take care of all your business there. So I re-register my car, and I do, and I pay the money online through a credit card and all that, and I get a confirmation that it's paid. And then it says, check the status of your registration, and I go on that online. And it says my registration expires in 2024, so I'm good now for a long time, or 2022, whatever the hell it is. I'm good. It went through. I have a new registration. I don't have it in my hands because they never mailed it to me. Also, in the envelope that they're supposed to mail to me with a new registration is a little sticker that I'm supposed to put on my rear license plate so the cops don't stop me for not having a valid registration or at least a displayed sticker on my license plate. Well, I don't have it because they never sent it to me. I have an extended registration. I have a new registration, but I never received it in the mail. So what do? So I call that stupid freaking number again. And I know that they're not answering the phone, and they don't. And they send me back to the website. And I go back to the website. And on the website, it says, did you not receive your registration in the mail? And I click on it, and I say, no, I did not. And it sends me to a page that says, please contact us through email. I do it. I never hear back from them. I am frustrated. If I get stopped by a cop, they're going to say, you don't have a sticker, Mr. Van Dam. I know. I never got it in the mail. Here's a paper that I printed out from online saying that I do have a registration that's effective, and it was renewed. Yes, I see that. But by law, you're supposed to display that sticker on your license. But I don't have the sticker because they never mailed it to me because something happened in the mail and nobody will answer the phone. It's frustrating. And that's why, as a bottom line, I say, screw online stuff. It's good if it works. If it doesn't, you are cooked and finished. Like a chicken or a turkey or whatever analogy you wish to use in the food categories. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. I think that's another one. So I please, if anybody's listening from any government agency, stop with your stupid freaking online stuff. Hire some people to answer the phone. They don't have to sit in an office. They can do it from some other location. That's what all this viral stuff is. You know, that's what this with this with this virtual stuff is. Hire people to answer the phone and answer questions so I can talk to somebody. Because online, if you have a problem, you're screwed. And that's where society is right now. Everything works if there isn't a problem. And if there is, you're screwed. Because there's nobody to talk to. There's nobody to take care of your problem. This is a serious thing, especially for someone like me, who was born in 1910. That's not true. I'm being funny. I was born a while ago when we had telephones. I believe I can still call somebody on my smartphone. I believe that's still a function. I'm not sure. I used to call people to get answers to things. They would help me out. Done. I would feel good about it. Somebody helped me. Everything clicked. I don't have that option anymore. There's nobody to talk to. And these are government agencies. Does the government suck? Yes, it does. It didn't always, or at least I had some avenues to take care of business. Those avenues have been taken away from me. And now when I want to do anything that needs, that requires, I can't do it. So that's my beef, again, referring to the food industry. I know that you have problems as well. And I just, you know, it's not that we're solving our problems. It's that we're pretty much together. You know, we're things aren't better as far as things getting better, but we all now are together about everything. Does that make sense to you? I know it doesn't to me either. All right, my guest is going to join us momentarily. The other thing, and I said this on the show a few times, I'm not going to talk about it again because I don't want to bother you anymore. I've bothered you enough. Solve the damn virus problem, will you please? Stop with the response, well, I don't know. We don't know much about this. Oh, well, put on a lab coat and do this, will you? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. Oh, don't, dude. Make something happen. Figure it out. Sit in the room. Don't come out until you got an answer. Okay? God. Government. You're supposed to take care of us. You didn't. And Trump, what's the deal with you, man? Let's not do any more testing because that would mean that there's a lot more cases. I mean, what the hell's wrong with you, man? He's screwed this thing up more than anybody has. If it wasn't for our local governors, we'd be really screwed. Fortunately, our country is set up so you have individual states that can take care of themselves. Whoa. Thank God we got that. Yeah, government, man, you're just in Congress, just screwing, I mean, doing nothing and screwing up what you actually do. It's do nothing or do something, and when you do something, you screw that up. Yeah, I don't understand. Pinch me, wake me up, let's get this nightmare over with. Just do something about it, will you? Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, my guest will be joining us. I don't like to talk about the virus much, but we do need to every once in a while kind of figure out how to get through this thing. So we'll do that right now. Let's say hello to our guest. Dr. Michael Lewis joins us now. He's an infectious disease specialist. You were a colonel at one point, I understand, or you still are.
I retired after 31 and a half years in the Army.
Wow. Once a colonel, always a colonel, though, right?
That's what they say.
You know, I don't like to talk about this subject too much because it makes it too prominent in our mind, but this is kind of helpful. It's about coping with anxiety and depression during this weird social experiment time. And it's of great concern. It's something people don't talk about because it's a little embarrassing to say that this is getting to you. But I believe everybody has a tinge of anxiety about this. Am I right about that?
I completely believe that. I think the world has kind of gone a little bit crazy. And
yeah.
I think that we need to sometimes put things back into perspective and take a breath, take a pause, and get real about it.
It's true. I mean, it was bad enough when this onset came in February and March. Then we had the civil unrest. Then we still have the political divisions. And then other world events also start. It's just almost like it's all coming down on you, like the ceiling coming down. And I think most people are going through that. So we do need some guidance here, how we can stay healthy mentally as well.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things, I think you're right, when you kind of say it's been building, it seems like even over the last couple of years, it's just been building and building. And then it's just like piling on us. And just when you think, okay, we're not hearing as much about the whole COVID-19 mm-hmm. situation, then the whole civil unrest thing starts. Yeah. And it was like somebody just threw a match into a gas station and just...
Yeah, the matches seem to keep flying. Now there's discussion of the second wave and half the country going backwards. I mean, it's a little too surmounting. I myself don't watch the news after a certain time during the day because I don't want it on my mind. I guess there are things you can do, but I'm most interested here. Sure. I'm most interested about. Well, we can talk about that. I'm most interested about the immune system because you want to stay healthy immune system wise. But that's just not a physical thing, is it?
No, it's really not. So when we're stressed out about something, you know, our bodies over the millennium been designed, you know, fight or flight type of system, mm-hmm. right? You come around a corner when you're out hunting with your tribe and you run into a saber-toothed tiger and you got to decide, are you going to run, you know, the hormones that course through your veins right away. Are you mm-hmm. going to run or are you going to stay and fight? Well, you know, we don't face the saber-toothed tiger anymore. We face this chronic situation of being overloaded with information. And that chronic stress is like this chemical insult to our, not just our bodies, mm-hmm. but also to our brains.
Yeah.
And so we've got to learn to break that cycle.
I know you've mentioned a few things. I guess you will mention a few things that can help us do that. Unfortunately, it's not just about us. This is where it's like having a young child and the infant gets sick. You're the adult and you stress more than the infant does. You wish it was you. This is the same with family members. Are they healthy? Are they doing the right thing? So not only are you worrying about yourself, now you're worrying about your family's health as well, and that's another added surmounted anxiety.
Well, especially if you're, you know, what they call that sandwich generation.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, young kids, and then you're also taking care of your elderly
yes,
parents.
Yes,
and,
yes.
you know, certainly we know that older people are more susceptible to this virus, and so now you're worried about them. And then the worst part about it is, you know, we're being told, you know, you can't, you can't even visit them if they're
right.
in a care facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have older people who are literally dying alone without that physical touch that we so need as humans.
Yes. How can we indeed reduce stress? I mean, I know every once in a while I'll get these little butterflies in my body if I hear some negative news. And I'll feel the anxiety actually physically in my body from a mental reaction of something I've heard. And I guess that's what we're talking about.
It really is. And, you know, and if you think about it, if you're really conscious of it, you know, what do you do when you feel that? You kind of take a pause and you take a slow,
right.
deep breath and kind of let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel how that calms your body down. But, on a little longer-term solution, that's a great short-term solution.
Yeah.
And you have to realize, when you talk about stress and our immune system, I talk about those chemicals flooding our system, well, then that leads to inflammation and are hurting our immune system. So it's kind of ironic that what we're stressing out about is hurting our immune system, which impacts our ability to respond effectively to the thing we're actually stressing out about. So they have to break that cycle.
Exactly.
And, you know, number one is turn off the news, like you said. It's kind of like don't drink coffee too late in the day. Mm-hmm. You might not get to sleep. It's, you know, turn off the news. There's not enough news for 24 hours of the day. And we got, you know, an hour of news and 23 hours of opinion. And so break that cycle. And then it's even worse because of social media, because now all our friends are giving their opinions about it.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is, you know, stay informed, but take a break. Go live life. Do something other than just paying attention 24 hours a day to this this news cycle.
True. You mentioned here in the notes I have about you about CBD, and I mentioned that because we must protect our immune system. And I've always wondered, does CBD hurt the immune system or help it, in the sense that I'm taking something into my body that's altering things? Is that a good or bad thing?
Well, CBD, cannabidiol, from the cannabis plant in particular, I look at hemp-derived CBD. And it's not just CBD. It's all the other things in the hemp plant.
Right.
So it's really, you want a broad spectrum type of product. It actually helps fine-tune both our immune system and our brain. So it can help with the anxiety part of it, running around in our brain, that voice that won't shut down in the back of our head.
Mm-hmm.
It can help quiet that down, but also help quiet our immune system down. So it's actually very effective. And it's that fine tune to help our immune system work optimally.
Okay. So it helps our immune system then.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Good. And when you talk about meditation and such and redirecting your mind, all these things are not that easy to do for many people. Everybody's outside now because of the summer months, which means noisier parties, noisier neighbors. People don't go to bed until like late because it's light until 9 o'clock at night. It's almost like everything came together wrong.
Well, you know, sleep is certainly a big important part of this. Is getting a good night's sleep helps keep our mind sharp and our immune system strong.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think about it, kind of all the other recommendations that, you know, I would say are things we should be doing anyway.
It's true.
Especially, you know, this is a really good time if you're, say, stuck at home, to focus on the things that you should be doing anyway. And really gets what we call lifestyle medicine, or, you know, just paying attention to a good quality lifestyle. And the foundation of that absolutely is regular exercise and eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And everything comes from that. If you're eating healthy and you're exercising, on a regular basis, you're going to be a little more tired. You're going to sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're fueling your body with good things instead of the sugars and the cakes and the candies and sodas and fruit juices and, you know, all the things that fuel inflammation that you should be avoiding in the first place.
Okay.
Get your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables. Get them from nature.
All right. All right, I'm going to ask you a question that's going to be a little difficult to answer. Alcohol. A lot of people, the rate of alcohol, not alcoholism, but intaking alcohol on a responsible level, has gone up by 30 to 40% of all Americans, and I assume around the world. I don't know if that's necessarily bad if you're doing it responsibly. Does that hurt the immune system, or does it help take your mind off of things for a period of time?
You bring it's an interesting balance, isn't it? And so too much is going to hurt your immune system. Mm-hmm. We do know, you know, particularly like red wine has got certain things in it that can help antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of anything is never going to be good for you.
Right.
So it's a fine balance. I'm not ever going to tell people
correct,
to, you know, if you don't drink, don't start drinking. but if you do drink, drink responsibly, right, and really got to pay close attention to it, because, you know, one might feel good, so you think, well, another one, and, you know, pretty soon it's out of control. So you really have to be very mindful of keeping it under control. And less is better, but, you know, I'm not going to say avoid it altogether if that's what you like.
Right. But taking care of yourself and keeping your family informed certainly helps you from getting sick and being in this situation. So there you go. There are a lot more things to talk about here beyond what we have time to exercise, but how do we get more information about this?
Well, a couple of places. One is, if you're really into videos and YouTube, go to the YouTube channel for CV Sciences. That's C as in Charlie, V as in Victor. Mm-hmm. CV Sciences on the YouTube channel has lots of great information, particularly about how the our cannabinoid internal body's cannabinoid system helps keep our immune system strong.
Mm-hmm.
And when I retired from the military, I started a small nonprofit. You can find the information at brainhealtheducation.org.
Okay.
And if you want to pick up a book to read in your spare time, go onto Amazon and get the book When Brains Collide. And When Brains Collide is a book I wrote about how we can use nutrition to optimize our brain health, particularly if you've had a concussion and trying to recover.
Wow. That's a great title for a book. I like that.
Thanks.
It's pretty cool. Okay. Well, for those of us that have had stress all through our lives, we're used to this, no big deal. But for the rest of the others who...
A little bit of stress keeps our attention, but too much definitely becomes a bad thing.
That's a question of what you're used to. I mean, if you're hit with a lot of tension all at once, that becomes traumatic if you're used to little doses of it through your whole life, as most of us in the entertainment industry are, and probably in the military. And, you know, maybe you can handle it a little bit better. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Michael Lewis, for joining us today. This has been very, very, very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. And there you go. That'll do it for today. Hey, you've been wonderful through this particular program. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new show. But until that time comes around, I wish you peace.